Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, January 19th. I'm Mark Stewart for The Wall Street Journal. Janet Yellen, President-elect Joe Biden's nominee for Treasury Secretary, is scheduled to testify today before the Senate Finance Committee, which will vote on her nomination. The former Federal Reserve Chair will have to face the economic damage of the pandemic if she's confirmed. A move by President Trump to lift bans on most travel into the U.S. from Europe, the U.K., and Brazil has been rejected by President-elect Joe Biden. The change was supposed to go into effect on January 26. Biden's incoming press secretary said that the new administration does not intend to lift the restrictions which were imposed last spring. The developer of the Keystone XL oil pipeline is planning to announce some overhauls, hoping it won't be stopped by the incoming Biden administration. Canada's TC Energy is investing $1.7 billion in solar, wind, and battery power to eliminate all greenhouse gas emissions from the project by 2030. Aides to Biden have previously said he plans to revoke the permit. His team declined to discuss the report, but said his position hasn't changed. Turning to the markets, in Asia, we saw the Nikkei and the Hang Seng closed the day up, while the Shanghai Composite saw a decline. U.S. futures are set to open in the green. Looking ahead to today's earnings calendar, both Bank of America and Goldman Sachs will report their quarterly results. We'll also hear from Netflix. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.